It's here. It's time. It's here. It's time. It's the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. I am your host, Bishop Kevin Foreman. We are right here on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network, Not Your Ordinary Praise. And listen, I need you to know this is not going to be your ordinary radio show. Listen, I am not your typical preacher, your typical pastor. I believe in keeping it real, keeping it 100. I believe that when we're real, we can finally be healed. So I'm so excited about this platform to bring to you some fresh content. Guys, we're going to be talking life. We're going to be talking leadership. We're going to be talking love. We're going to be talking relationships. We're going to be talking about spirituality. Everything under the sun that has anything to do with you, we're going to be talking about it right here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. So I want you to stay tuned. Want you to stay connected. Do me a favor. If you're on social media, I need you to connect with me. On all platforms, it's at Bishop Foreman. Instagram, at Bishop Foreman. Facebook, at Bishop Foreman. Twitter, at Bishop Foreman. You got it? Bishop Foreman. Just like George, I just don't have no kids. Listen, I am, again, so thrilled about the opportunity to bring this new show to you. And I'm also excited about the content that we're going to share in this first show today. We are going to be talking about people who make this statement: I'm into God, I'm not into church. Wow. Have you ever been at a place in your life where you're like, God, I love you, but this church, these church people, the way they do, the way they are, I got a problem with that. Today, we're going to talk to you. Maybe you've got friends, family, coworkers that's where they are at right now, where they are into God, but for whatever reason, not into church. Today, I'm going to keep it real with you. And today, I'm going to bring to you some truth that's going to speak life into your life. Listen to me. You are not listening to this by accident. You are not listening to this by happenstance. It is by God's divine providence. What looks accidental to you and I is actually providential to God. So again, it's going to be a great subject. Maybe you've dealt with church hurt. Maybe you've dealt with pain. Maybe you were a preacher who went through a difficult situation and you're one of the 1,700 pastors that quit the ministry every month. Maybe you were part of a church that threw you away, kicked you out, said you're not good enough, said God doesn't love you. I don't care what your story is today. We are all going to be real so that we can be healed right here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. Listen, again, if you're just joining us, I want you to follow me on all social media. I am active on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Snapchat. It's Dr. Dr. Kevin Foreman. Dr. Kevin Foreman, Dr. Kevin Foreman, if you're on Snapchat. Now, I'm just going to be real with y'all. I'm not on Snapchat that often. To me, keeping up with Snapchat and Instagram stories is just a lot because it's basically duplicating the same material. So I'm just going to let you know, if you follow me on Snapchat, you're not going to see as much. So go over to Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and connect with me. Listen, this is not your common radio network, and this is not going to be your ordinary or common radio show. I am a big believer in talking about the things many people think are taboo. I'm a big believer in talking about the things that many people won't touch and won't deal with. And so that's just true to my style because I believe, again, for us to be healed, we've got to be real. And so that's what you can expect from this show, not to mention some of the latest and the greatest in music that you love. And let's face it, y'all, there's a ton of new artists out there. Sometimes I will turn on my Apple Music just to hear some of the new artists that are out there and hear some of the new music that's out there. There is a ton of new artists, a ton of new music, and a great opportunity for us to grow in our relationship with Jesus through music that connects us with him. You know why music is so powerful? Because every Hebrew letter, Hebrew, that's the language of the Old Testament, but it is, in fact, the language of God, Hebrew. What's significant about every Hebrew letter is there's a corresponding musical note. Isn't that amazing? There's a corresponding musical note for every Hebrew letter, which means every time that God was speaking, catch this, he was actually singing. Wow. Every time that a word was released, it was actually simultaneously releasing a song. That's why you see things in the Bible talking about, and the Lord sang over us and sing unto the Lord a new song. Why is music mentioned so often? It's because music, in fact, is a spirituality that often is not articulated the same way that it is felt, the same way that is perceived. You ever heard a song that when you heard that thing, it made you go to tears? It made you lift your hands? It made you forget about what you were angry about, what you were mad about, what you were frustrated about, and it took you into a place of worship? Well, this is one of my favorite songs you're about to hear that's going to help take you there. It's called Mention. It is a powerful song of worship that I know you're going to love. Right after this, we're going to come back. And remember, today's subject, oh my God, you got to tell somebody to tune in, because we're going to talk about those that are into God but not into church. And we're going to be real. We're going to talk about church hurt. We're going to talk about pain. And we're going to talk about a solution. We're going to be real so we can be healed. You are listening to the Bishop Kevin Forman Radio Show. Here is Mention.
At the mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. You are Lord. Cause at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess, yeah. Has to bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess, yes, you are. Oh, cause Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord. It's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. Your sound is so sweet. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. You are Somebody call on. Have you ever been in trouble? And you opened up your mouth, and the first name that you called on, the very first name you said was Gio. Because something happens when I call on the name of Jesus. Oh, demons tremble. And when I call on the name of Jesus, you are Lord. You are my Lord. In the time of need, and I call you, and I call you.
Welcome back. You are tuned into the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show right here on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network. Listen, if this is your first time listening to us, I'm so excited about this new opportunity to share with you and to speak life into your life. Listen, if you have not connected with me on social media, I'm going to need you to do that. I'm on Instagram at Bishop Foreman, Facebook at Bishop Foreman, Twitter at Bishop Foreman, and if you do Snapchat, Dr. Kevin Foreman. Now, I already told you up front, I'm not on Snapchat a lot, so if you get on there, just know that the updates may be few and far in between. Listen, guys, we are talking today about a very important topic that I think affects many people today. Here's the statement. I'm into God, not into church. And I want to talk today a little bit about that because the reality is, as many people have experienced situations in life, situations in church that some might even call church hurt. And I want to talk about that today because I believe that the church is the hope for the world. You know, Jesus says, on this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Here's the first thing we need to know. One, that the church is not just a building. The church is the people. So wherever we are the church. That's number one. But then connected to that, when we gather together, we are the church. And so the Bible talks a lot about gathering together. In Luke 4, it talks about how it was Jesus' custom to go to church, that even Jesus himself, in Luke 4, 16, it says, and he went to the synagogue and he stood up to read. So not only did Jesus go to church, but he served in church. Here's my question. What is any preacher going to teach Jesus about himself? He's God in the flesh. So what is any preacher going to teach God about himself? Here's the truth. He was showing us a principle that despite the fact that he was greatness, he was God in a body, church was still important to him. But I want to get into it. I want to have the real, real conversation today about church. And sometimes when people say, I'm into God, I'm not into church, I'm spiritual, but I don't go to church. And I want to challenge you to maybe take a different look at the importance of church in your life. You know, with today's culture and society and technology, there's tons of ways to attend church. I think about our church, Harvest Church, where we are in Denver, Colorado, got some new locations on the horizon, but right now in Denver, Colorado, we've got multiple what we call digital campuses. These are people who live in different states, some even in different countries, and they connect with us on Facebook Live or YouTube Live or our mobile app, our website, our Roku channel, or our Apple TV channel. Tons of ways that people connect with us. And it's really amazing to see because people's lives are being impacted digitally just as if they were physically. But the reality is church is an important thing. But I want to talk about this today because maybe you've said that. Can I tell you a little personal story that I think might help speak some truth to this? Because you might be like, well, Bishop Foreman, you're a pastor, you're a bishop, so you don't even get it. You don't get what real people go through. You don't get what real people are dealing with. And I want to tell you that is not the case at all. Listen, I remember going through a situation in church that was so painful and so hurtful that I said to myself, God, if this is how your people are, can I keep it 100, y'all? That's what I'm going to do. I told you up front, that's what this show is going to be. We're going to keep it real so that we can be healed. Here's the truth. I said, God, if this is how your people are, they can go straight to hell. Literally, that's what I said. When I say hell, I'm not being gratuitous or cussing there. Literally, hell is a place called Gehenna. That means hot trash. In fact, there's a few different Greek and Hebrew words for it. And one of them is Gehenna, which means hot trash. I literally said, God, if this is how your people are, I don't want anything to do with church. And for a couple of weeks, which may not seem like a big time to you, but it was a big time to me, I did not go to church. And here's the thing. And I was an associate pastor right when that was happening. And I'm telling you, God used what hurt me deepest to help me the most, because it became the catalyst to what eventually would be birthed out to Harvest Church today, which is changing the lives of countless people, not only in our region, but really across the country and around the world. And we are just getting started. You know, a lot of the times when we deal with hurt and when we deal with pain as it relates to church, is sometimes we don't think about this. You were hurt on your job, but that didn't stop you from working. You were hurt by family and you still go to the barbecue. You had a car accident and you were literally hurt, and that didn't stop you from driving. So here's the reality: is sometimes what we're looking for is not just a scenario of I've been hurt, but sometimes what we're looking for is saying I don't know where I fit in, so I don't know how to get in, so I use hurt as a reason not to do church at all. And I want to challenge you today. If that's where you've been, today is your day to let that hurt go and get in where you fit in. And maybe that's Harvest at a physical location or even one of our digital locations. You can check us out at harvestchurch.church, harvestchurch.church. I got so much more I want to say about this topic. We're going to go to a quick song that's going to speak some life into your life, encourage you. And when I come back, we're going to deal with some other reasons why people maybe say, I'm into God, not into church. Like this one: the church just wants my money. Ooh, that's a good one. Or there's too many hypocrites. Watch this one: I don't believe in organized religion, or maybe even I don't get anything out of church. Listen, you are tuned in to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. So excited that you're on with me. We're going to take a quick break and I'll be back. We're going to talk the talk. We're going to be real, y'all, so we can get healed.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see? Your life was the only gift I'll ever need to be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I lose. Everything's working for my good for always.
Come on!
He saved the day. Woo. He will come through.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saved the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't. The Savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. Spoken. I'm standing on the promises.
Come on, quiet, take it up.
and say,
I'm standing on the power's hill.
I believe it, I receive it, and I declare it.
I'm standing on the power's hill.
Come on, we gonna go up again and say, he promised.
He promised.
Come on, Lena.
He promised that I would live.
And what about when your pockets get a little low?
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? Your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need you whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gon' get mine.
Only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do downfall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say what?
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so
What up, though? This is Bishop Kevin Foreman. You're listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show right here on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network. Not your ordinary praise. This is not your ordinary show. We're keeping it 100, going to keep it real so that you can be healed. We're talking everything on this show, y'all. Life, relationships, leadership, business, finances, church, spirituality, everything related to your life. I'm going to speak life into it. I want you to stay connected to me on social media so you'll know every time the show is going to air. On Instagram, at Bishop Foreman, Twitter, at Bishop Foreman, Facebook, Bishop Foreman, and if you're on Snapchat, Dr. Kevin Foreman. Listen, we have been talking today a little bit about I'm into God, not into church. A big thing that you're hearing more and more from people because of painful church experiences and sometimes just bad information, misinformation. We talked before we went to that break, talked about what people can sometimes go through as it relates to hurt. And we talked about that. But what are some other reasons? And I want you to hit me up on social media and tell me some of the other reasons. Let's be real, y'all. Let's have the conversation. And here's one of the things you can expect from me. I'm not going to judge, but I'm going to give truth. And this is because at the end of the day, part of my assignment in life is speaking life into the lives of other people. That's just part of my assignment in life, part of what I'm sent to the earth to do. Here's another reason, though, that you probably have heard, and maybe you've even said it yourself. Let's have the conversation. Keep it real so we can be healed. This one, the church just wants my money. And let's tell the truth. I can't speak for every church. I can speak for Harvard Church, the church I have the privilege of leading. But it's fair to say that by and large, that's untrue. You know what? Here's the truth. McDonald's just wants your money. You don't say anything about that. Your doctor won't see you without a copay. Your lawyer won't speak to you without a retainer. And yet we don't say anything about that. Here's the reality of money in church. And I can't speak for every church and every pastor. That would be foolish to do. But you can't throw out the principle simply because you've experienced something that was problematic at a particular place with the principle. Did you catch that? You can't throw out the principle because you experienced something problematic at a particular place. The principle still stands. Jesus says it like this. He says, I'll know where your money is because of where your mind is. What I mean, Bishop, what are you talking about? He says, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. Treasure there means money in Greek. Literally, the word thesaurus means store place where we keep our money. He says, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. Heart in the Bible refers to your mind. So he says, wherever your mind is, I'll know because that's where your money is. Wherever your money flows, that's where your mind goes. So what's significant about that is you got to break that principle. The Bible talks about faithful giving, tithing, the first 10% of our gross forms of income, offering, everything we give above that. That's a biblical principle. I'm a living witness, y'all. I had started my first business when I was 12. By the time I was 21 years old, I built a multi-million dollar real estate finance business, did well. Let me tell you something. I went through a valley, but because I was a giver, what could have been the end was really a new beginning. I was a faithful giver, and I went through a valley. That valley was really used to change the direction and course of my life so that I will walk in my assignment, because sometimes you can do things you're good at, but it's not God's assignment for your life. And let me tell you, my faithful giving brought me back. I wrote my first book about that because I said, God, if you help me get out of this valley, I will show everybody how to do it. And it's my faithful giving that did it. So I believe in it. I believed in it before I was a bishop, before I was a pastor. I'm a living witness that it works. Here's another reason, though. And remember, if you got some reasons I don't mention, I want to hear from you, or even just your comments, thoughts, feedback on what we're talking about. But one of the things we're going to always do on Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio, we're going to keep it real, y'all, because listen, we got enough fake, phony mess. I'm not about that life. Here's the next reason. There's too many hypocrites in church. You ever said that one? You ever said that? Them folk ain't living right. Them folk ain't doing right. And here's the truth. Church isn't a museum of perfect people. It's where imperfect people love a perfect God. But check this out. I've never heard somebody say this. I'm not going to the gym because there's too many out of shape people there. Wait a minute. That's the real truth. Nobody's ever said, I am not going to the gym because there's too many people in there that are out of shape. The reality is, as we come to church, we don't get our lives together to come to church. We come to church and God takes on the process of getting our lives together. So I need you to know that the reality is Matthew 7 teaches that we should check ourselves before we try to check somebody else. So before we start calling the preacher this and these preachers this and these people are that, we should really check ourselves and realize we're all in need of Jesus. That's why he came and died and shed his blood. Here's another reason. You've heard this one. I don't believe in organized religion. You know, I just don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Okay, check this out. Then why do you like everything else organized? Have you ever walked into your favorite store, maybe Walmart, Target, Nordstrom's, Neiman's, and things were just out of order? Things were out of line? No, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 14:33, God isn't the author of confusion. He's not the author of disorder. So there's nothing wrong with church being orderly. There's nothing wrong with organization to the organism that is the church. Here's another reason that we sometimes hear. Well, I don't get anything out of church, and I can't talk about every church. Again, I can only talk about the one I lead, which is called Harvest Church. Here's the deal: the reality is that if you're going to a church where you're getting a word that's challenging you, a word that is causing you to want to strive to be better, that's what the Word of God's supposed to do. And it takes sustained exposure to the sun to get a tan. So it takes sustained exposure to life-giving messages to be transformed. That's why at Harvest, I don't preach what we call sermons. I preach what I call life-giving messages. That's right, because it's my desire to speak life into your life. I want to hear from you. We're going to do the last couple of reasons here in a minute. Just challenging maybe the way that you know somebody. Maybe this show isn't for you. Maybe you get it, but maybe there's somebody else this show is for, to help challenge some of the ways that they think. Share this show with them. Connect with me on social media. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about next time on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Come on, sing.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Grateful,
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Wrap me in your arms. You are my shade.
I worship and adore.
want to tell you.
Just want give it all. story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her time. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. Oh, this is what she said, yo. She said, if I could only touch but the hem of his garment, I'ma give it all I have. Moment, come on, help me sing. Crucified for you and me. This man only wanted to make us free. Oh yes he did.
Oh yes he did.
Oh, listen y'all. But in 3 days he rose with all power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 days he rose with all power.
Give me another chance. you bail me out, God.
You've been so good to me.
I just wanna scream and shout. If it ain't a conference call or playing basketball, I may forget to pray. It's been part of my day
with God.
Without talking to you,
with God.
Never saying thank you,
with God.
Like I should, forgive me, I get better.
Can y'all believe we are almost at the end of the show? Incredible. I have enjoyed spending this time with you right here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network, Not Your Ordinary Praise. This is not your ordinary show. By the way, I'm not your ordinary preacher. Like, your first mistake was thinking I'm like all preachers. I believe in keeping it real so that we can be healed and being 100. Let's have the real conversation, because I'm about results in life. And I think you're probably that type of person too. That's why you're listening. That's why you couldn't change the dial. That's why you kept listening. That's why some of you had to stop listening. You came back on. And that is because you are the type of individual that wants to see some results. And when you heard my voice, you said, wait a minute, there's something different about that. It's a voice that wants to get some results in your life. I'm all about speaking life into the lives of people. And today's subject, we've been doing just that. Today's subject, we have been talking about people who make this statement, I'm into God, not in the church. And we've all been there. I shared with you my own scenario where I literally went through such a painful experience in church. I said, God, if this is how your people are, they can go to hell. And I'm not cussing. I'm not being gratuitous. Hell is one of the Greek words for hell is Gehenna, which means hot trash. I said, this is trash. This is a mess. And for a couple of weeks, I didn't go to church, which was huge for me at that time. I was an associate pastor when all of that happened. And I know the pain and the hurt that you can sometimes experience. But what you got to know is that, watch this, you're dealing with people. And whenever you're dealing with people, it's never going to be perfect. You know why? You're not perfect. So we can't expect something from people that we do not always give and deliver ourselves. And so we've been talking about reasons today. We talked about people who said they were hurt in church, or the church just wants my money, or there's too many hypocrites in church, or this one, I don't believe in organized religion, or this one, I don't get anything out of it. Let me give you the last couple of reasons why I think people don't go to church. And again, I want to hear from you. Talk to me at Bishop Foreman, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Talk to me, comment. Also, that's how you're going to know when we are live. I want you to connect with me so that you'll know when our show is on the air, all right? So I want you to make sure that you do that. Here's another couple reasons. We've all probably heard them or used them ourselves. Here's another one. I don't have to go to church to have a relationship with Jesus. Check this out. Jesus went to church faithfully, y'all, and he didn't miss for anything. And he served in church. I mentioned that earlier in the show, Luke 4:16. So if Jesus went to church, again, what is any preacher going to teach him? Nobody can teach him anything because he's God in a body. The anthropos is the Greek word, 100% God, 100% man, which means that while he was in that body, he had the fullness of his humanity and the fullness of his divinity. And you know what he did? He still went to church, which means God's church is his hope for the world. And that's why so many people in Denver, y'all, Denver is a different type of place. Can I be honest? Denver is the state of Colorado is 4% African American, and it's 46 out of 50 for church attendance in the nation, meaning there are only four places with lower church attendance. And what God has done through Harvest Church is simply incredible. It's a miracle. It's miraculous, multi-generational, multicultural, and we've got some new locations coming, but we've got tons of people who connect with us every single week. We call them experiences, not services. That's just a new school in me. And the service to me was you know, kind of rigid. We have experiences. You literally have to experience it. It can't be experienced. You have to experience it. And people are connected from everywhere. Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, Dallas, Houston, you name it, Detroit. And they are connecting with us on our digital campuses. And it's amazing to see lives transform. And so maybe for you, that's what you need to do. Check it out. Go to harvestchurch.church. Check it out. Listen to the messages. They're on YouTube. They're on podcasts. They're on Facebook. It's really ministry that's designed at seeing results in your life. It's not just going to be a whole lot of hot air and talk, talk, talk. It's going to give you the ability to walk the walk. And I know that's what you want. That's why you stayed tuned in. And some of you came back to the show and said, I got to listen to that again because it's speaking life into you. Here's another reason. Some people say this, I don't need no man of God. That's just a man. He's imperfect just like me. True, he's imperfect just like you. But there's this biblical principle I want to give you as we get ready to crow the show. Jeremiah 23:4 says, I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them. That means teach them, lead them, and coach them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking. Whoa, wait a minute. It says, I'm going to give you a shepherd, a pastor, a man of God whose job is to teach you, lead you, coach you. And if you'll receive that, you're not going to have any fear. Wait a minute. Shut up, y'all. Wait a minute. He says, you won't have any fear, which means fear is now present because the man of God you need in your life is not. He says, you will fear no more, nor shall you be dismayed. That means stressed out, discouraged, breaking down, nor shall you be lacking. Wow, that's incredible. I want to leave you with this. It's important that you find that voice that speaks life into your life and you connect to that voice because the Bible makes some promises about that voice. The Bible says that that voice is going to cause you not to have fear. Now, that doesn't mean fear is not going to creep in every now and then. That voice is just going to help you watch this fight through the fear instead of fighting from the fear. It's going to speak life into you. You won't be in fear. You won't be dismayed. In other words, you'll stop having breakdowns and all these emotional ups and downs. Mm-mm. Doesn't mean it's not going to come. It just means that you're going to break through instead of breaking down. And finally, it's just you're not going to be dismayed. You're not going to be stressed out. You're not going to live like that. Doesn't mean it's not going to come. It just means when it comes, you're going to know how to handle it. I want to leave you with that this week to find and connect to that voice. And maybe for you, just kind of tell the truth. Maybe that voice is me. Maybe this is the voice you've been praying for. I want you to connect with me on social media. Instagram at Bishop Foreman, Twitter at Bishop Foreman, Facebook at Bishop Foreman, Snapchat, Dr. Kevin Foreman. Remember, on Snapchat, I'm not on there that often. So if you connect with me on that, I'll see you real soon. All right. Listen, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this first show. Next week, we are talking, oh goodness, watch this. We are talking about love, sex, and relationships on our next show. It's going to be incredible. I want you to stay connected with me so you'll know when the show is airing. Love, sex, and relationships. That's our next show. Gonna be incredible. Listen, I'm Bishop Kevin Foreman. This is the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network. Not your ordinary praise. This is not your ordinary show. And I am not your ordinary radio host, nor your ordinary preacher. I'm here to speak life into your life. Have a great week, everybody. Let me teach you this word. It's a Hebrew word, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Say it with me. Shalom. Hey, have that type of week.